Now, we've both seen Headhunters, the thriller from Norway, which really amused me. And indeed, it's from some of the people who first brought us the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and the Millennium series, based on a thriller by Jørn Nesbø, or you might call him in English, Joe Nesbø, the Norwegian crime writer, whose books are very widely read these days. When I saw this, I was thinking this would be an attempt to cash in on the success of the Millennium series, but it ain't. It's a standalone about one Roger Brown, corporate headhunter by day, art thief by night. And as he tells us at the start, only 168 centimetres tall. I had to look that up. It's 5'5", I think. That doesn't seem so...
It doesn't seem so short, does it?
No, but he feels it. He does have a very tall, blonde, beautiful wife. And she has a very tall admirer. Indeed, Roger Brown compensates by being smarter than most of the people who tower over him. Then he tries to headhunt his wife's admirer, a Dutchman called Klaas Greve, and also knock off one of his paintings. Things become unstuck. The headhunter is hunted and has to use his wits to stay alive. I was so surprised by this film. I loved Axel Henne as Brown, skinny, worried, his blonde hair flopping over, his rather popping blue eyes. When he's not working really hard at being suave, he looks like a rather anxious goldfish. And there are just enough plot twists and a bit of characterisation to keep the film moving at a pretty furious pace. What did you think?
Yeah, I was really surprised by this as well, because at its core it's about male vulnerability and this guy with short man syndrome, I suppose you could call it, who doesn't believe he's good enough for this beautiful woman he's married.
Yes, I mean, I sort of took that, but it was the comic element.
Well, exactly. Because, and then it's quite a bruising and bloody thriller at times as well. It's an extended chase scene for most of it. So all these sorts of elements together, I'm not sure that the director completely manages the package, but I don't think it outstays its welcome.
I think he does it pretty well. I don't usually give stars, as you know. It's unfair because you're asked to compare apples and oranges. But I will give it other edible things. I'll give Headhunters 3 soused herrings, a frozen daiquiri and a chocolate truffle. Headhunters, rated MA.